Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following weather report.
Jenny Holman here with World Weather Today. Hurricane Xavier continues to build in strength as it approaches the Texas Gulf Coast. We're expecting this to become a Category 5 storm as it makes landfall tomorrow near Galveston, and authorities there are beginning evacuation and businesses in the area will remain closed for several days. U.S. cities on the Atlantic seaboard, however, are enjoying sunny weather with temperatures in the high 20s. Temperature dropping from west to east in Europe, the southern Mediterranean Rim is also enjoying a respite after the extreme heat they've had this summer. Barcelona is a sunny 28, Rome 27, and Athens 25, and these conditions are expected to hold throughout the week. If you're flying into London or Brussels, though, be prepared for some delays. The north continues to suffer what now seems like unending rain, with temperatures in the teens. London 17 Celsius, Brussels 15, Paris 15, and Frankfurt 13. And where the rain has let up, morning ground fog has diverted some flights, so check our frequent weather updates on your laptop or cell phone at WNN.com. I'll be back with an update on Hurricane Xavier in the next hour.
Number 83. What group of listeners does this report target? Number 84. What can be said about the current European weather? Number 85. What weather phenomenon is given particular attention? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Okay, this is what I've put together so far. This is the cover slide, and the second one has our team listed. I thought I'd start with a pie chart to illustrate our market share. Then I want to use this line graph to show our company's growth over the past 5 years. And then this multiple line graph showing our growth against the other leading competitors. They're scattered all over the charts, and we clearly are in the lead. I think a bar chart at this point might be good, something that shows the dollar amount of market share for each of us 5 years ago and today. We can put today's bar in the bright colour, with a darker shade of the same colour for the amount 5 years ago. What I'm still up in the air about is which colour to give our company throughout. Red would stand out, and that's what we want if we're to attract additional investors. But I also lean toward bright green, or even black. Both colours are perceived as positives in business jargon. I'm really not sure about this. What do you think?
Number 86. What graphic does the speaker not suggest using? Number 87. What is the goal of the presentation being discussed? Number 88. What is the speaker indecisive about?